When we fail to meet with God, we go through the day dealing with the tree of opposition and swinging our axe, trying to chop the tree down, working as hard as we can, and wondering why we're not making any progress. When we come up against circumstances that seek to bring us under, to tear us down, and we pull out our axe and begin to chop, it seems like we are exerting more effort, and the circumstances seem to overwhelm us even that much more. Is it because we have invested?
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall thanking you for the quiet time from our series, The Difference. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Quiet Time.
Martha focused on self. Lord, don't you care about me? Now, notice what it says here in Luke chapter 10. It says in verse 40, but Martha was cumbered about, much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Now, again, when you look at the Greek language, and you interpret it from the Greek, sometimes you pick up nuances that you might not see otherwise. Somebody said, well, what is the difference between reading, the text in the King James or New IV or New American and reading it in the Greek, right? And somebody said, well, the difference is like watching television. You can watch television in black and white, and you get the same message, right? You get the same meaning, but when you watch it in color, it brings out some more details. When you watch it in color, it brings certain elements to life. And this is one of those passages where when you look at it in the Greek, that you're reading the same thing that Martha came to him and said, Lord, don't you care that I'm left alone here to serve? You get the same message, but in the Greek, it says that she exploded in the room, that she pushed up in the room, she jumped up in the room, and the word came. It says that she came, and again, that word doesn't mean that she, no. She had an issue. She had something in her heart, on her heart, and she was going to let the Lord know that she had an issue. And she busted up in the joint. And I want to get this right, too. Because even her expression was explosive speech. Lord, don't you care? You see me. You see my sister. Don't you care? And so she was focused on herself. She was angry, and she was going to let the Lord know that she was angry. And so oftentimes, and I find myself that when I get to a place where I get frustrated, that sometimes all I need to do is just go back to earlier in the day or when you spend your time with the Lord, and you can see why you are acting the fool up in here, up in here. Right? Because when you sit at the feet of Jesus. He puts everything. He puts everything in perspective. And the things that we get frustrated about, the things that we get discouraged about, Jesus has a way of just putting it into perspective for us. And so we have to realize, what was the difference between Mary and Martha? The difference was that Mary focused on the Savior. Martha focused on self. Lord, don't you care about me? So, saints, I implore you, don't lose sight of what is important. Don't lose sight of what is important. Many of you may remember, I believe it was back in the 80s or maybe the 90s, I can't remember, but there was an Eastern Airlines jet that crashed into the Florida Everglades. Flight 401. It was from New York to Miami. And I think it was right before Christmas, and they had a bunch of holiday passengers. The plane was full. And as they began to land, the light that indicates whether the landing gear had been deployed failed to come on. And so the crew wasn't sure if the landing gear failed to deploy or if there was just something wrong with the light. And so the one pilot, he was trying to jiggle the light and see if there was a problem or not. At least what he was going to do was try to change it, and it was stuck and he couldn't get it out. And so other crew members came and began to try to help get the light bulb out. And while they were focused on getting the light bulb out, the plane began to lose altitude, and it crashed into the Florida Everglades, killing everyone on board. And John Maxwell, talking about this story, he said this: while an experienced crew of high-priced pilots fiddled with a 75-cent light bulb, the plane flew into the ground. And a lot of times, we live our day fiddling around with 75-cent light bulbs while the plane of our life is going down, while our spiritual strength is being zapped away, while our power in God begins to dissipate. And here we are messing around with stuff that's unimportant. And we haven't made Christ the focus. Let's not mess around with things that are unimportant. The difference: priority, Mary was sitting and Martha was serving. The focus: Mary was on the Savior and Martha was on self. We see ministry. Ministry. Mary was concerned with preparation for ministry. Martha was concerned with ministry, right? Mary, Jesus said of her, one thing is needful, right? One thing is needful. Now, saints, I don't know about you, but that seems pretty simple to me. That seems to put it in perspective. Jesus, at this point, the emphasis in the story, he didn't say that many things were needful. He said that one thing was needful. And what was that? Is that you get your priority straight, that you spend time with me. I was reading one commentary, and you know, you think about Martha, right? That she was serving. So I'm Let me bring this down home, right, to today. You know, Martha was fixing a plate of collard greens. Right? She had a plate of fried chicken. Right? She had some macaroni and cheese. Right? She had one of them mugs with Kool-Aid in it. Right? And so here she is. All these different dishes that she's concerned about. Right? And so one commentator put it like this. Martha, you are concerned about many plates. The plate of collard greens, the plate of mac and cheese, the plate of fried chicken. You are concerned about many plates. But Mary just, she just chose one. Wow. She chose one plate. Right? I mean, you put out this elaborate spread, and you're concerned about many plates. And these many plates have you frustrated. These many plates have you discouraged. These many plates have you angry. But Mary just focused on one plate. And the plate that she focused on was needful. What's the word needful mean? It means absolutely necessary. It means essential. It means you can't do without it. That she focused on the plate that whether we get anything to eat or not, that she focused on, you know. Now, I don't know, maybe, again, now here's why I speculate in my sanctified imagination, right? Maybe when Jesus got done, then that's when Mary was going to start doing her thing, right? Maybe, you know, because let's put it this way. Here come Jesus and his old hungry disciples, right? Coming up in our crib. I know they expect something to eat, you know? I know we got to feed them. So Mary says, maybe before we work on the meal, let's work on our spirit. Before we work on the meal, let's work on our souls, because if we work on our souls, we won't get frustrated. And you see, a lot of times when we don't prepare ourselves for ministry, we get frustrated with ministry. And then next thing we know, oh man, I don't feel like dealing with the people down there. I don't feel like dealing with them knuckleheads, right? I got better things to do. I can take my, and why is that? Because you didn't prepare for your ministry. That you prepare for your, Martha just jumped right into the ministry, right? And she jumped right into it, and she got frustrated. But Mary sat at Jesus' feet, and she prepared her heart for ministry. And so, We see, again, when we look at the priority, it was sitting or serving. The focus was Savior or self. The ministry was preparation for ministry or ministry. And then we look at the results. And we see that for Mary, the difference meant edification. For Martha, it meant frustration. Mary, Jesus said, have chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. That what Mary did was given her strength to do what it was that she needed to do. She was building herself up to deal with whatever she had to do. And you think about this, and I find it a truth in my life. I find it a reality in my life that oftentimes when I fail to spend time with God, that the very little things begin to frustrate me and aggravate me and just cause me to, at no end, become discouraged and frustrated. But whenever I spend time with God, and you know, I preached a sermon one time, and the title of the sermon was Stay in the Closet. Now, some of y'all think that I'm talking about one thing. That's not what I'm talking about, right? Jesus said, enter into your closet. Isn't that what he said? Jesus said, enter into your closet. And what was he talking about? He was talking about praying. And so my point is that if you enter into the closet and you stay in the closet, now that doesn't mean you got to go out into the world, right? You got to go to your job. You got to go deal with family. You got to deal with friends. You got to deal with neighbors. You got this. So you got to go, but where is your soul? Where is your heart? Where is your spirit? That while I'm out here dealing with all these issues and all these other things, my soul is still in the closet. Oh, man, that's good. That's good. Pastor Glaze, I'm going to write that one down, man. That while I'm out here doing the Lord's work, that my soul and my spirit is still in the closet. And if I could keep that reverence of the closet, if I could keep those spiritual blessings of the closet, that when I get out and I start dealing with life circumstances, I can deal with it a lot better because I'm still in the closet. Jesus said, she has chosen the thing that's needful. And notice what else he said. What else did he say? That it shall not be taken from her. Think about that. It shall not be taken from her. That when she's out and about, it shall not be taken from her. That when she's dealing with the enemy, it shall not be taken from her. When she is dealing with life's situations and circumstances, it shall not be taken from her. Wow. The difference. The difference. But notice here, again, this is where that Greek comes out. Jesus told Martha that she was troubled about by many things. You know what the word trouble means? It comes from a word that means divided. That Martha was divided with too many things. You know, they got these TVs today, right? Some of y'all might have them. I know I don't have one, but where you could watch three or four channels at the same time, right? Or you can just do it the way Pastor Blaze does and just surf, right? But, you know, people can watch three or four programs at the same time or three or four ball games at the same time. And just think about that. Instead of focusing on one thing, you're divided between four different things. And so you want to connect with this one, but your heart is over here with this one, but you're nosy enough to want to know what's going on in this one. And then something happened and you got to find out. And so, and Jesus said to Martha that you are divided. You're jumping around too much. You're trying to watch too many channels at the same time. That you're divided. And so Mary chose that which would edify, which would build up. And Martha chose that which caused her frustration. So in the end, we see the results. For one was edification, and the other one was frustration. And just think about the stress that but Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, she was calm, she was at peace. But look at all the stress that was in Martha's life. And when you think about stress, you know, that's one of the major issues that people are dealing with today. When people go to their doctor and have a problem, that oftentimes what's at the root of their problem is stress. Billions of dollars is spent on medication, on treatments, all that are what? Stress related. Now, it's a fact, and you can research this out. And so this is a good reason for people to be Christians. I mean, it's a good reason, but it's not the best. The best reason to become a Christian is so that you get saved and get right with God and go to heaven. But one of the side benefits is that it's reduced stress in your life. It's proved that people who are a part of, and they'll say religion, experience less stress than people who are not. So just the fact that you are a child of God means that there's a certain level of reduced stress. Now, how much more, if you come into the presence of God, is it going to be reduced that much more? And, you know, I heard the story about a guy who was sleeping in bed, and he heard some rustling downstairs in his house. And he went down there, and it was a burglar. He caught the burglar red-handed. And he told the burglar, he said, look, wait there right a minute, 1 minute. My wife has been expecting you for 20 years. Stressing out. 20 years stressing out. Some of y'all get that when you eat your New Year's dinner. Right? Stress. And Martha was stressed, and it led to frustration. And so the difference, if you take time to sharpen your axe. Let me go back where I started. Let me go back where I started to the theme. And the theme is what? If the axe is dull and he, the axeman, does not sharpen the edge, then he must exert more strength. But wisdom to sharpen the axe helps him succeed with less effort. The story is told of a lumberjack who was a young man, and he got a job chopping down trees. And as he chopped trees down, he got so much for every tree that he cut down, and he was making money hand over fist. And as time went on, his productivity became less. And eventually, he got to the point where it wasn't even worth the job, and he quit. And he saw this experienced lumberjack, and he asked him the question. He said, I just don't understand what happened. He said, I was very productive in the beginning. He said, as time went on, I worked harder and harder, and I was less and less productive. He said, can you tell me what I did wrong? And the old experienced lumberjack asked him, how many times did you sharpen your axe? He said, sharpen the axe. He said, I was too busy cutting down trees. Maybe that's our testimony, that our axe is not sharp because we're too busy cutting down trees.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of The Power of God from our series, The Difference. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Quiet Time, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Quiet Time. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Quiet Time. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind the entire difference request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website, anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.